G'day, thanks so much for being here. If you'd like to get notified about new episodes, get access to live events before anybody else, and read about things that are not included in the main podcast, you can subscribe. We have a newsletter. You can get there at oscherginsburg.com. That's oscherginsburg.com. Now, podcasts, they are free for you to listen to, but they're not free to make. So in the interest of paying the very best people to do the very best work that they can do, we're going to play some ads, and then we'll get stuck into the show. It's about cats. Yes. Your cats.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
G'day, welcome to Better Than Yesterday, making it better every episode since 2013. I'm Osher Ginsburg. I am a podcaster. I am an author. I'm a TV host. I'm a dad. I'm a stepdad. I am an award-winning documentary maker. I'm an extra long tong dog poo picker-upper. So we pick up the dog poo in our backyard with a pair of really long barbecue tongs. I thoroughly recommend it. And I am a former cat owner. A devoted former cat owner. This is important because of what I'm going to talk about in just a moment. I will stop for a second to say there are tickets available to the shows in Melbourne at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. It'd be great to see you there. We're doing the news show NTNN, NNN. It's a fake news show based on the real news of the day. So if you missed the news, don't worry, we've got you. Now, one of the stories that we did cover on the news show in the past was all about cats. And I wanted to talk to you about cats today because in the morning I ride Wolfgang to school on a bicycle. And I love riding a bike to school because you get to see the neighborhood, you get to see the people, you kind of take it in, you see the birds, you see the animals. It's lovely. And on the way there, we passed a power pole that had a poster on it. And there's posters, there's a few in a row. People have put posters up about a lost cat. Now, it says on the poster that this is a cat which goes out in the day and always comes home, so it is strange that he didn't. Now, I'm someone that has lived with cats on and off for many, many years, and this really blew my mind. Before I get started, let me be clear. I loved living with cats. They were amazing pets to have. I lived with two particular cats, the kind of longest cats I lived with. They were Himalayans. They were super cool. They played fetch. They were super fun to hang out with. They were great for a cuddle. I get it. Cats are fantastic animals to have as companions. These two cats, they were inside cats. They lived until about, I think one was 10. The other one was 13, I think. They were a really big part of my life. The companionship, the engagement, I absolutely understand the benefits of having a cat as a pet. I'm also a person who once lived in a share house in Brisbane. There was a cat in that share house, as often happens, there's a cat, there's a bong, there's other things that come with a share house, and this one had a cat. But this cat came with Bob, who lived downstairs. So it was called Bobcat. That was the name of the cat. Now, Bobcat had a bell on his collar, and I'd come home from my radio job early in the morning, and I would see Bobcat in the grass with one paw on the collar, hunting lizards and birds and things, because so the bell would make no noise. Now, because of that, those two Himalayans that I had, they were inside cats. They'd come out in the backyard with us only when we were there, but other than that, they were always, always, always inside. Now, you might think it's overblown to talk about why keeping your cat inside is a big deal. However, the impact that domestic pet cats, which live with a family like yours, yes, cats like your cat, the impact that those cats have on native wildlife in Australia is absolutely staggering. Recent research out of ANU has basically slapped a live cat on the table for everyone to have a look at. And the scale of devastation that domestic, cute, furry pet cats, the ones that you dress up, the absolute devastation that those cats are having on native wildlife is absolutely catastrophic. You're welcome. Roaming pet cats are devastating native wildlife like furry, purring bushfires as they kill 323 million native animals in Australia every year. Now, you might say, well, no, my cat never brings anything home as a present for me, so clearly she never kills anything. Yes, she does. The research out of ANU, which was conducted by Professor Sarah Legg, it shows that if you examine the poop of cats, which are allowed to roam, even during the day, you're going to find evidence in there that basically says, unless you're buying cans of brush-tailed possum-flavoured pet food, these cats have clearly eaten native animals that they have hunted. But hang on, I'll bring my cat in at night. Ah, there's a bit more news. It was a study conducted in Adelaide. They used radio trackers. And it found that 39% of cats that the owners believed were inside at night were sneaking back out to hunt and to roam around and be back before you wake up like a wily teenager. But they're not sneaking down the park to meet the girls from the bus with a half box of Fruity Lexia left over from Saturday's barbecue. Oh no, these cats are sneaking down the park to feast on the rainbow lorikeets that brighten up my morning. The average pet cat that is allowed outside, according to this research, kills 186 mammals, birds, and reptiles every year, most of them native species. Now, with 5.3 million pet cats in Australia and less than 30% of them kept indoors, it's fair to say that Snookums, Mitzi, and Colin, once they're done warming up your lap while you watch television, they're going to head out into your backyard and transform it into some sort of John Wick nightclub full of ringtail possums, except the possums are the Russians and John Wick, you get it. It's a lot to get your head around. Pet cats, yeah, really lovely, cute, beautiful, well-groomed pet cats that play dress-ups and sit in the basket in the front of bikes and go around on leash. Like, pet cats, sometimes they are absolutely devastating predators. If they're allowed to roam, they will hunt and kill something on average once every 2 days. It's not the cat's fault. They're built that way. It's on us, the people who get value out of the companionship of an animal like a cat, and it's on us to take responsibility for how incredibly good cats are at killing things, killing lots and lots of things. Now, maybe because cats don't kill or seriously injure people, maybe that is why we are a bit ambivalent to how profound an impact cats are having on native wildlife. Like, the electricity meter reader won't come into our property if we have a dog that is off a leash, because a dog could well kill them, which has unfortunately happened quite recently. But the meter reader doesn't give a shit about little Snookums in the backyard. Not at all. I am not allowed to keep a pet cobra in my backyard, lest it kill me or get into your backyard and kill you. It is a deadly animal. If I had a pet saltwater crocodile and I just let it out at the beach while I was at work saying, it's okay, Chompy never brings anything home, I don't know how you'd feel about going for a swim while I'm on the tools. But cats, they generally don't kill or hurt humans. So I guess we don't really think about them in a similar way. Now, I will concede, I really like native wildlife. I get enormous joy looking at the birds in my neighbourhood. When I see ringtail possum poo in my backyard under our tree, I'm thrilled to know that some of these chubby little leaf eaters are making a home in my house. You can't get that anywhere else in the world. The flash of a pair of rainbow lorikeets speeding towards the melaleuca trees in the morning, the call of the eastern coal in the rain. I really like it. I really like it. But that's just one of the reasons I would love cat owners to never let their cats outside, ever. The other reason, it's a trickier one, but scary when you think about it, though. We just simply don't know what the keystone species is that is holding our entire ecosystem together. Domestic cats have, you know, been partly responsible for the extinction of quite a number of things in Australia so far. It might be, like a particular kind of skink. And that particular kind of skink eats a particular kind of moth. And if that skink, if those numbers start to decline in that skink, and that moth then explodes in population, that puts pressure on bee populations, well, that's the kind of thing which leads to crop failures. And then we are absolutely fucked. This is not to mention that the people who put lost cat posters up might never, ever actually find their cat, because the research shows that cats left to roam around are the cats that get hit by cars. They're cats that get into fights with other cats, or cats that crawl up to sleep in a shed that gets super hot in the day and then they can't find their way back out. I know what it is to really love a cat. I had two. I cried when we had to put them to sleep. It was heartbreaking. I was a grown man by this point. I'd broken up with the person that we had the cats together, and, you know, I went to the vet, held the cat in my arms. But a part of owning a cat is understanding that no matter how cute and lovable and delightful and excellent in your Instagram your cat is, if you let that cat roam around outside, that cat is Denzel Washington on a bad day, and your local native wildlife is about to get equalized. Yes, even your cat, your cute, delightful, purring, beautiful cuddle machine. It's not the cat's fault. It was born that way. But as the owner, it is up to us to be responsible for what the cat is. And if you really love your cat, keeping your cat inside, it'll stay alive longer anyway. I really feel for the people in my area and their lost cats. I really feel for the people who put the poster up. I really feel for them. I have lost a cat. We had a house party in our apartment once. We were on the first floor and there was a lot of noise and the cat wasn't used to having a lot of people around. So it jumped off the balcony into a tree or something. I don't know. But the next morning, when I woke up, I was still drinking, so I'm all like hungover and coming down and whatever. Not having a cat, I was devastated. I roamed the streets all day and night. I printed out posters. I put them all over the place. Losing a cat sucks. He was out until the next night. It was awful searching around for him. We found him, but it was, oh man, that day was the worst. So I really, really, really hope that that lost cat comes back. I do. And when it does, I really hope that cat is kept inside for the good of the cat and for the good of the big chubby ringtail possums that are just trying to eat their dinner in our tree. I know what it is to love a cat. I know how difficult that might have been to hear if you think it's not your cat, but the data is clear. It's your cat. Each pet cat that's left to roam in Australia kills like 186 things every year. Like, that's a lot of things. Some of them never bring the thing home. And that's why. I think that's why people think it's not their cat. Because they think that. Because they hear, oh, the cat brought me a present. No, it's a dead rainbow lorikeet. Oh, no, it's not my cat. Yeah. It's, you know, if you poke around in their poo, it's in there. I hope you find your cat. I really do. And I hope you keep it inside when it gets there. Okay, that's the sound of some magpies. They're birds. They're delightful. Thanks everyone who helped me put the episode together today. Thanks to Andy on audio post-production. Thanks to Mike on video post-production. Abby, our producer at large, who's on mat leave. Ella for filling in while Abby's away. Toe Hider for making all the music. Ben and Monica for keeping the lights on at OGTV. There's tickets to the live show in the show notes. Come to the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. I would love to see you there. Until then, keep calm and purr on, I think. I'm terrified to publish this episode, but I hope I've given enough context. I really love cats. I can't have them because my wife is deathly allergic, but they're lovely. I don't know what it means to love a cat. Just if you're going to love a cat, you got it. It's a killer. It's a fucking killer. See you on Wednesday.